In this bulletin, South Australia refuses to allow a Black Lives Matter protest to proceed. Labor criticises the government's decision to strip childcare workers of JobKeeper. And in sport, approval given for 2,000 spectators to attend an Adelaide AFL match. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. South Australian authorities say they won't grant an exemption for a second Black Lives Matter protest in Adelaide. Thousands of people were allowed to congregate in Victoria Square on Saturday to protest police brutality and Indigenous deaths in custody. But Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says the same right won't be afforded to this weekend's planned event.
We acknowledge the unique and exceptional circumstances of the protests we saw on Saturday and the public sentiment around the horrific events we saw in the United States, and it was appropriate that we gave consideration to that, also acknowledging that we weren't able to prevent that from happening. To continually allow people to disregard the restrictions we have in place would make a mockery of the good efforts of everybody else who are doing their very best to abide by those restrictions.
Meanwhile, the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there's no excuse for anyone to breach the state's public health orders. It comes as New South Wales police defend the use of pepper spray on protesters following a Black Lives Matter rally in Sydney that attracted tens of thousands of people. The protest was deemed lawful by the Court of Appeal less than 15 minutes before it began, and just a day after being ruled unlawful by the Supreme Court on health grounds. Ms. Berejiklian says her government would never support any event that violated COVID-19 guidelines and will now look to limit the size of protests during the pandemic.
Last week, there were some protests that occurred in New South Wales earlier on in the week within the health orders. The New South Wales government would never, ever, ever approve any activity, let me make that very clear, which was not in line with the health orders. We've all worked too hard, And that is definitely our position moving. It's been our position from day one.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has described the federal government's decision to strip childcare workers of the JobKeeper payment as extraordinary. The government announced on Monday that the sector would lose access to the wage subsidy scheme on the 20th of July. Prime Minister Scott Morrison had previously said the program would continue until September. Mr. Albanese has accused him of breaking that promise.
These are essential workers. They're deserving of respect and they haven't got it. And from this government to single them out to be removed from JobKeeper before anyone else is quite frankly extraordinary.
A new survey shows that 75% of Australians hold an unconscious racial bias towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. The study, published in the Journal of Australian Indigenous Issues, is based on more than 11,000 responses to an implicit association test over 10 years. It found that men were more biased than women against First Nations people, while Western Australians and Queenslanders showed higher levels of unconscious prejudice. Australian National University researcher Siddharth Shirodker says the results are shocking but not surprising.
The presence of an implicit bias doesn't necessarily result in an overt discriminatory act or even words said to someone else, but if it's unchecked and unacknowledged and basically unconscious, then it can seep into our everyday decision making and how we just engage with one another.
Just two new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Australia in the past 24 hours. Both cases are in New South Wales and were acquired overseas. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says it shows why Australia's border restrictions are so fundamental to limiting the spread of the virus.
59 cases in the last 7 days. Of those, 69% have been detected through the hotel quarantine or our border protection processes. So that's an immensely important part of our protection and defence, and that will continue to be the case.
La Trobe University staff have voted to take a pay cut for 12 months in order to save at least 225 jobs. Around 3 in 4 workers who are members of the National Tertiary Education Union voted for academic and professional staff to take a 5 to 10% pay cut on income above $30,000. They also want senior executives' salaries to be trimmed by more than 20%, capital works and travel cut, and for the university to draw on cash reserves to make it through the pandemic. The measures will be put to a vote for non-union staff on the 16th and 17th of June. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, sunny, 15. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, light morning frost and partly cloudy, 13. Wollongong, a shower or two, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, a shower or two and 20 degrees. Brisbane, showers, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.